Joining me live over the phone this morning is Wyoming State Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson from Senate District 14 in Kemmer, serving Southern Lincoln County and the surrounding region. Senator Pearson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm just fine.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sorry about the phone tag this week.
Oh, no, it's all good. You're busy, and everything worked out just fine. So, as always, appreciate your time and working me into your schedule. I like to touch base with our local legislators in the fall and here in the early winter to kind of just get an update on the work that you've been up to over the summer and the fall in the interim. And I like to start with the committee work that you're part of. And Senator Pearson is part of the Senate Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources Committee. So, Senator Pearson, maybe just walk us through what's been going on in that committee over the course of the year.
There's been, well, I think that what most people that are listening right now or would be most interested in are the transferable landowner hunting licenses. And then there was a bill that we passed in this last committee, well, actually two, a resolution and a bill on geoengineering that has gotten quite a lot of conversation. So those are two. We've also done some stuff as far as leasing state lands for ag and things like that. Anyway, but I'm sure that the public would like to know about those two bills in particular. So do you have any questions for me on those?
Yeah, maybe just give us some background. Let's start with the geoengineering bill. What does that all entail? What's that about?
So the geoengineering bill, we did both a resolution and a bill in this committee that both passed. I mean, I think that there's going to need to be some in it or some things stripped out. If it gets the two-thirds vote in this budget session, you know, I mean, these are obviously just starting points, but and in a budget session, it is pretty difficult to get pretty much any bills other than budget-related items passed, because you have to have a two-thirds majority in each house to get them passed. So anyway, so the geoengineering, that actually started as a resolution. I mean, it's no secret that for years I have been questioning my legislators as far as what is being sprayed in our skies. And there was a resolution that came out of two counties earlier this year and actually passed the state GOP Central Committee meeting, this resolution to send to Congress asking or letting Congress know that we do not consent to geoengineering and what's being sprayed in our skies. And there's plenty of data out there and people that have been doing research for years as far as these chemicals that are being sprayed. And so that was actually a resolution that was passed at the state central committee level, which our precinct committee men and women in each county are closest to the people. And they are listening to the people that, you know, and I've received emails on it as well. Last legislative session, there was a bill that didn't end up passing in committee. And so, you know, the people are very interested in this, the people in our state, and they're noticing it. And so both of these bills did get passed, a resolution and an actual bill to be introduced. And we'll just have to see where that goes. You know, I mean, obviously you and I have talked, Duke, and you know, I'm not threatened by what people want to say as far as me being a conspiracy theorist or wearing a tinfoil hat or things like that. I mean, these are things that I've noticed. I've done the research. I've looked into these things, and so willing to do what the people want. And so no matter how much heat I get for that. So I'm going to keep pushing for this, and I want some explanations. I want to know what is being sprayed overhead. I want to know, even though that is the federal airspace, I want to know what is coming into Wyoming's airspace and what is happening as far as our soil, our air, our water. Because I've noticed, I mean, I am an agriculture person, and I have noticed over the years how much our urge has changed, and how native species in the state of Wyoming are dying off, and I want to know why. And so that is the reason behind this, and we'll just see where it goes. And so... That's kind of the basis behind that. That wasn't just me wanting this. Actually, resolution that passed at the state central GOP central committee meeting, where the people are asking the same questions that I was. So that's where we are on that one.
Wyoming State Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson this morning on the weekday wake up. We'll see where it goes. She's mentioned a bill on a resolution. Still need that that 2/3 in a budget session to get in, so we'll keep an eye on it. You also mentioned, Senator, the wording, was it the land transfer bill? Was this in regards to the sale of hunting licenses by landowners? Am I understanding that correctly? Is that what this is?
Yes. So this also passed in the Ag Committee. There's a lot of controversy on this as well between hunters and landowners across the state and hunting groups. I have been listening to all sides of this argument, and actually this was a bill for transferable landowner hunting licenses. It's to allow landowners to be able to sell 2 of their landowner tags. We did approve some amendments on there saying that only resident landowners would qualify to transfer the 2 tags. I added in some amendments on there to kind of make hunters more at ease. And of course, some of those amendments did not pass. So one amendment that I added was I wanted 100,000, that it said minimum income from the sale of agricultural commodities had to be $100,000, at least $100,000. Or receives not less than $25,000 from leasing of land for agricultural production. So the premise behind that was to go back to the reason that landowner tags were originally given to landowners, and that was that to show appreciation for agricultural landowners that actually had agriculture on the county tax rolls. And so I put a pretty high bar on that because I know that a lot of our hunters are worried that people that have 160 acres, maybe not of per se agricultural land, would not be able to qualify to be able to sell or transfer 2 of their tags. And so I tried to put a high bar on that. I also put an amendment in there saying that 25% of all transferable tags, meaning the governor tags, the commissioner tags, and landowner tags, would be earmarked to fund an increase on hunting coupons. So as you know, when a hunter gets a license, there's a coupon that is attached to that license where that hunter can give that coupon, which is worth about $16, to a landowner who allows access on their land. And so my idea behind this was that 25% of any sales, any tags that were sold, whether it be governor, commissioners, or landowners, would go into a pot earmarked to increase that $16, maybe to $100, maybe to give landowners more incentive to allow hunters on their land. And it would help all landowners across the state, whether they have land that qualifies as ag or not. So that was the idea behind that, was to help all landowners who are providing forage for wildlife. Then I also said in there that in order to qualify for this program, that landowners shall allow hunters access to public land. So my idea behind that was that if a landowner wants to be a part of this program and be able to transfer two tags, that they need to allow public access to public lands through their land, you know? I wanted it to be by some sort of permission. I put written permission in there, but the reason behind that is that I want to increase this communication between hunters and landowners again, and I want to stop what is going on in the state as far as public lands being landlocked by private land. And so the reasoning behind that. So I'm trying to do what both hunters want and landowners want. I mean, many landowners need this extra income to just get by from year to year, you know? And I want public hunters to have access to this landlocked public land. And so I thought that would be a good amendment for that. Some of these amendments did not pass. And I don't know why. Like, I'm trying to do work both sides and listen to the public, listen to the hunters, listen to the landowners, and get something passed in that. Another idea that came from a constituent said that maybe we should say that these transferable tags would come out of the non-resident quota, which might be an idea. You know, I'm trying to listen to everybody. And if it comes, because a lot of transferable tags, as you know, the governor tags, the commissioner tags, many times go to people from out of state anyway. And so I'm just listening to all sides and trying to figure out a way to best make this work. So that's where we are on the transferable landowner hunting licenses. I'm trying to listen to all sides and come to some sort of an agreement. And so that's where we are on that.
All right. That's Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson, Senate District 14 this morning, giving us a call from Southern Lincoln County. Senator, as always, thank you so much for your time and, of course, the budget session. So we'll be watching as things pop up this year in the session. We really appreciate your time and for the update. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.